local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05, this is Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley and with you on this first Tuesday of July. I'm just going to keep saying it's the first blank day of July until it's no longer that day.
So that's a hint. I need to bring another calendar in here. I think that's what you're saying.
Tomorrow, Independence Day. Maybe give us a call next hour. Tell us what you got lined up. What are you going to grill? Where are you going to watch some fireworks? I'll have a list of the locations to go if you plan on partying with the city that you're in. Maybe if you're partying in Mobile tomorrow night, I'll let you know where you can go. Or if you're on the other side of the bay, wherever you are, we'll give you that list in just a few minutes. Also, we've got Dr. Bill Williams. He's going to give you the weather forecast. You'll know what to expect today and the rest of the week. Right now, though, it's time to check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Suds Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadway. Still have wet roadways from downtown near the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels and across the Bayway. So far from Albus to Loxley, it's a good ride. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Also watch for radar. Throughout July, the Spa at the Battle House is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service 50 minutes or longer every Tuesday and Wednesday. Dial 338-5700 to get pampered at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect variants of showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
7:08 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 77 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. If you'd like, I'd offer for you to check out the FM Talk 106.5 website. All you got to do is type in fmtalk1065.com. If you've been there before, just start typing it in and it'll probably autofill for you. Hit enter and then you'll see our three big things for today. We have a list of where to celebrate Independence Day on the Gulf Coast. Click there and figure out where you're going to hang out tomorrow night to watch some fireworks and maybe some concerts. Also, Trump interviews with possible Supreme Court nominees begin. Looks like he's narrowed it down to four nominees. Unfortunately, Alabama's William Pryor not on that list. Looks like he's not going to be the next Supreme Court justice. Also on our three big things, the FBI takes down a suspected Cleveland terrorist who is planning an Independence Day attack. For the second time in 6 years, the FBI reported preventing a homegrown terrorist from carrying out an attack. We'll have more on that later right here on Mobile Mornings, but right now it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. It is 7:09 on your Tuesday morning, nearly 24 hours later, and we now know a bit more about that pedestrian who was killed early Monday morning in Theodore. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that a 62-year-old man was killed when a vehicle hit him. The investigation, though, continues as to why that man was laying in the middle of the road when he was hit by 51-year-old David T. Harrison from Theodore. Harrison was driving a Dodge Ram just north on Bellingrath Road near Lundy Lane around 4:10 a.m. Charges have not been filed, and the victim has not been identified and won't be identified until next of kin is notified. A massive crash involving multiple vehicles tied up portions of I-65 for hours. Crash happened in Butler County. That chain reaction crash involved 10 vehicles and sent 7 people to the hospital. This happened Monday night. State troopers confirmed the northbound lanes of the interstate were blocked for about 3 hours as troopers worked that scene. The crash happened at the 138-mile marker in Butler County. Spokesperson for ALEA says thankfully none of those injuries were considered life-threatening. Investigation continues at this hour as to what could have ignited such a chaotic scene. But you think about how many people are trying to get to where they're trying to go for the holiday weekend, super excited for that. And if they didn't pack their patience, they had to then, because that's a whole lot of waiting going on. And we're talking about 4th of July. And if you hop online and go to history.com, they say the 4th of July, because sometimes you're not quite sure of the relevance of a holiday, or you think you know, but maybe don't know at all. Here is your definition. 4th of July, also known as Independence Day or July 4th, has been a federal holiday in the United States since 1941. But the tradition of Independence Day celebrations, they go back to the 18th century and the American Revolution. On July 2nd, 1776, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence. And 2 days later, delegates from the 13 colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence, a historic document drafted by Thomas Jefferson. From 1776 to the present day, July 4th has been celebrated as the birth of American independence, with festivities ranging from fireworks, parades, and concerts to, of course, your family gatherings and your favorite barbecue. So now you know. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. And listen, I'm not even going to look this next story up. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. AAA says that more people will travel this Independence Day than ever before. Something like 700 billion people will be hitting the roads in America. Actually, I think it's probably closer to 45 million people supposed to hit the road for Independence Day. They say today is one of the busiest travel days of the year. So earlier you said pack your patience, maybe pack it today.
Our favorite line.
Yes, and hopefully no big wrecks slow us down today, but I probably just jinxed us, so I'm going to go ahead and knock on wood right here in the studio. Goodness.
Well, with the rain, you know, the intermittent rain that's going to be expected throughout the day, as Dr. Bill talked about, last hour, people just need to give themselves extra time and remember that they're trying to go relax and get to vacation, but you got to get there safely. That is once you fill up your gas tank with expensive gas, too.
And that's always the hardest part, isn't it? You're on vacation. You're supposed to be relaxing. And then you hit traffic on the way down to the beach or wherever you may be headed, and then it becomes the most anxiety-ridden trip in weeks. Usually that's how it works for me, and you're trying to go relax at the beach,
right?
And sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. Maybe people are anxious about the amount of money they end up spending on Independence Day, because it's not really a holiday you think of spending a lot of money. And actually, I heard a story earlier about 70% of fireworks that are bought in America are from one Chinese manufacturer. So you got one guy in China making all kinds of money.
Oh wow.
I'll have that story later, but right now I want to tell you about how much people will spend tomorrow. A majority of Americans will spend less than $100. That's according to a new study, spending that $100 to celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow. 1 in 10 people will spend over $500. I'm guessing those are people who have big family events, a lot of family coming over to celebrate. And after that, 1 in 50 will spend more than $1,000 to celebrate Independence Day tomorrow. And the people also spoke up about what they are going to spend that money on. Okay, so we'll start with number 5 and work our way backwards. Number 5, 2% of the people say they're going to spend, or they're going to spend 2% of that money on patriotic items. I imagine table covers, plates, the disposable plates, and things like that have American flags on them. Number four, people say 8% of people will spend on travel. Okay, so getting plane tickets to wherever they're heading or gas. 14% on fireworks, matching 14% on alcohol. So you got to have that alcohol and fireworks ratio, you know, perfect right there. Spend just as much on alcohol as you do on fireworks. And then the number one thing people are going to spend most of their money on for tomorrow, you can go ahead and guess, food.
Oh, yes.
54% of the money will be spent on food, making sure you have those good hamburgers, hot dogs, potato salad, whatever else you're cooking up for Independence Day. Next hour, I want to hear what you're cooking for Independence Day. Do you have any family traditions, or you just do the normal American tradition, fire up the grill and throw some meat on there, get some sides and party it up with some fireworks?
I would love to see the stats for the families who, especially on this day, as they probably do on Memorial Day, the holidays that are rich in recognizing, you know, us as a nation. How many purchase flags for the first time?
Oh, yeah.
Like those mini flags, or, they go out to decorate the grave sites of our fallen. It'd be interesting to see how many people, because that's not something you just purchase on a regular day. It's obviously a very special moment.
Yes, it is. And speaking of the flags and things that are, you know, really American. Tom Claxton, our resident Marine here at FM Talk, or one of the resident Marines here at FM Talk 106.5. He had an event yesterday where they were properly disposing of tattered flags. He said a lot of people, I think over 40 people, showed up to dispose of their tattered flags yesterday the right way. And I just want to send a big shout out to Tom Claxton.
Yeah, he's a true leader, you know, in our community, and is so important because not only does he do good for self, but self meaning the community, and those, whether you're a veteran or not, the families that get to benefit from all of his leadership and his knowledge. And so, yeah, I posted that video and pictures from our another fellow Marine, Gwen Howard, who many of you met during our Facebook Live when we were live at D. McCrary 2 weeks ago. Gwen appeared on air with us and talked about, you know, the importance of our veterans and recognizing them. So it's always wonderful. And my husband and I have been newly inducted into the P.L. Wilson Detachment. So these are our brothers.
Cool. That's awesome.
So it's always great to let the community know that we care, we're out there, and if you have news that you'd like for us to highlight, please send that our way so we can let other people know how to do things appropriately. And this was on the heels of your story about your neighbor who had the flag.
Yes, yeah, that's right. We were talking yesterday about somebody in my neighborhood, a few houses down from me, never met her, and I noticed that she doesn't seem very physically able, but she does have people to come over and help her with yard work. I don't know if they're family or family friends, but she had a tattered flag, and I kept driving by and kept driving by it and didn't know if I was overstepping my boundaries. I saw yesterday, though, the flag had been replaced since the last time I saw it. So, but thanks for everybody's suggestions for what I should do there. And next time I see a tattered flag, I'm going to go ahead and fix that problem the right way. Go ahead and knock on her door and help her out.
The fact that you care goes a long way.
717 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming back with sports news. Find out where DeMarcus Cousins is headed. No longer will he be a New Orleans Pelican. Of course, he used to be a LaFleur Rattler. Now he's headed out west again.
And real quickly for Tom Claxton and our brothers, hoorah!
Yeah, and if you want to hear Tom, he was on last night, Tom Claxton's car show. You can listen to that on Monday nights. And then if you want to get some Marine talk, some military talk, Wednesday nights, he and Cal are on the Scuttlebutt Network. You can listen to that right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Lucy Greer. My family has served our community for over 100 years, and I'm thankful my husband, Spiro Charigatis, shares that same passion for service. Spiro is a devoted husband and wonderful father. I just admire the way he leads his life with conservative Christian values. Spiro is in a runoff for district court judge. He needs your vote on July 17th to help make Mobile County a safer place for all of our families.
Hard name, harder on crime. Paid for by the committee to elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile native and former Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor is no longer being considered for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's according to CBS News. Pryor was mentioned as a possible replacement for the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. President Donald Trump is meeting with candidates this week and is expected to make his choice on Monday. Mobile police arrested a woman they say tried to use a fake $100 bill to pay for her meal at McDonald's. The manager of the restaurant on Springdale Boulevard held 50-year-old Lisa Perry until police arrived. Perry is facing three charges for the incident, including two drug charges. Fort Walton Beach has a new police chief. The city named Bill Royal as acting chief after Chief Ed Ryan resigned over the weekend. Ryan resigned amidst officer complaints ranging from discrimination to mishandling arrests. Alabama has announced its statewide sales tax holiday. You can buy school supplies tax-free from July 20th through the 22nd. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had a good ride so far from Cottage Hill, Government, and Airport in 65. The few minor for intervenors, including westbound I-10, heading over towards the 65 split between Range Line, have now been moved out of the roadway. We've got light traffic. Still some wet roadways from the downtown area and across the Bayway. You know, if your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes, and Obama Flooring, which has just moved to Highway 59 in Robertsdale, they have all the flooring they can handle our everyday disasters. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 7:21 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The second day of NBA free agency continued with more big names moving on Monday. The New Orleans Pelicans lost Mobile native DeMarcus Cousins to free agency, and the rich keep getting richer. Cousins signed a one-year deal with the Golden State Warriors worth $5.3 million. Last season with the Pelicans, Cousins suffered a torn Achilles in January and underwent season-ending surgery. The defending champions are hoping that the four-time All-Star will be fully recovered in time to help them win another championship. After signing LeBron James on Sunday, the Los Angeles Lakers signed former Boston Celtic and New Orleans Pelican Rajon Rondo. Rondo's joining the franchise on a one-year, $9 million deal. ESPN reports that the Lakers outbid New Orleans to sign Rondo. Lakers also renounced the contract of Julius Randle. Randle immediately became a free agent and signed a two-year, $18 million deal with New Orleans. In the World Cup, Brazil advanced past Mexico with a 2-0 win. Brazilian superstar Neymar scored one goal and assisted on the other to lead his squad into the quarterfinals. The second game of the day between Belgium and Japan was a classic. The game went scoreless in the first half, but Japan scored two quick goals to begin the second. Belgium answered nearly 20 minutes later and tied the game with two goals in 5 minutes. After passing the 90-minute mark, it appeared that the game was heading towards overtime. Then in the fourth minute of stoppage time, Belgium led a counterattack that would result in Nasser Chadli scoring the winning goal.
There's just time for De Bruyne to lead this attack. Japan desperate to cover the spaces. They can't do so for the moment. Lukaku, and here's a winner!
Belgium is the first team to come back from two goals down and win in regulation time since 1966, when Portugal beat North Korea. The final two games of the round of 16 will be played today, beginning at 9 this morning, when Sweden plays Switzerland, and then later today at 1 o'clock, England faces Colombia. In MMA news, former UFC rivals and fighting legends Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz have agreed to fight for the third time in their career and for the first time since 2006. Former boxer Oscar De La Hoya and his company Golden Boy Promotions will host the fight. They've yet to name a date or location for the bout. Liddell and Ortiz helped build the modern-day UFC, and they fought twice in 2004 and 2006, with Liddell winning both times by TKO. At 48 years old, Liddell hasn't competed since a 2010 loss to Rich Franklin. Ortiz has fought outside of the UFC, most recently beating Chael Sonnen in January of last year by decision. After rain in Biloxi forced the Mobile Bay Bears and Biloxi Shuckers to postpone Sunday's game in the second inning, Monday's games were also postponed because of the weather. Bay Bears and Shuckers will attempt to make up Sunday's game beginning at 6:35 with the score tied 2-2. After that, they'll play Tuesday's originally scheduled game for 7 innings beginning about 30 minutes after the conclusion of the suspended game. And yesterday's postponed game will be made up when the Bay Bears return to Biloxi in mid-August. 7:24 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is Rhona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope. where you could enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures around 90 degrees. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
726 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Norwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Tuesday, the day before Independence Day. Hope you have a good day planned out for tomorrow. Maybe you're going to head somewhere else for vacation. Maybe have some family coming in, whatever it is. Hope you have a safe trip, or your family coming in have safe trips down. 726 now. Let's check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you.
Maybe I should turn your mic on.
What did I do to you? No, thank you, Dalton. I do appreciate you. News out of Mississippi this morning is a six-year-old child was accidentally shot by his older brother, his eight-year-old brother. Monday morning, the younger brother found a .22 caliber gun inside of a dresser and started playing with it. Investigators say the weapon was owned by the children's grandfather, who was not home at the time. Authorities say that the gun did not have a trigger lock, and the drawer where it was stored was not locked. Harrison County Sheriff's deputies say that gun went off when the six-year-old tried to hand the gun to his eight-year-old brother. One bullet went through both of his little legs, okay? So this is the six-year-old. Six-year-old was airlifted to USA Medical Center here in Mobile, thankfully with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say, this is a quote, "The little boy looked calm and cool considering what he went through." Oh, my goodness. They also say that the grandmother, who is their legal guardian, she was home at the time, but in a different room. No charges will be filed at this time, but the Mississippi Department of Human Services, they say they will conduct an independent investigation into this incident. But thankfully, both little guys are A-OK today. It took multiple states and multiple agencies, but authorities were able to arrest a 31-year-old Alabama man. 31-year-old Joseph Ray Perkins is accused of assaulting a Tennessee state police officer and then going on the run for 3 days. He was captured and taken into custody here in Mobile County. Perkins was initially arrested last Friday by the Tennessee Highway Patrol. He's from Vance. He was taken into custody because he was in possession of a vehicle that was stolen out of Tuscaloosa, and that vehicle had a weapon inside of it. So while he was behind bars in Tennessee, he assaulted an officer and then took off, immediately landing himself on the Tennessee Highway Patrol's top 10 most wanted list. And Dalton, as if our favorite story of the day doesn't get any better, it can, and it does, because this gentleman was spotted later that night asking for directions on how to get to the Hueytown Pleasant Grove area. So 31-year-old Joseph Ray Perkins will be extradited back to Tuscaloosa. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
He really should have just asked for directions to his nearest prison. Maybe just say, just go ahead and send me to the closest person with handcuffs, and they'll take it from there.
Like Elsa, let it go.
Let it go. All right, 729 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. We got more coming up. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the weather. Also Kane with traffic, Kelly with news, and I got your sports right here.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile teenager is accused of biting a school security guard because she was upset over the school's fingernails policy. The 16-year-old is a student at Point Academy. Police say she began punching the wall, and when a security guard attempted to detain her, she bit him on the arm. The teen was taken to Strickland Youth Center. A chemical spill forced officials to temporarily shut down Bower Road in Escambia County, Florida on Monday. A pallet of powdered chlorine fell off a semi-truck. The fire department said there was no immediate threat from the chemical. The city of Mobile hopes to be back on schedule for trash pickup by Friday. That's the word from officials at a job fair hosted by the Public Works Department. 20 positions are available in the department. A spokesperson for the mayor says Mayor Sandy Stimson has been meeting every day with the department trying to get them back on schedule.
It's complex. It's not as simple as just hiring more people. It's making sure that we're a well-managed and well-run department.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
It's been stranded in a cave in Thailand for more than a week, may be rescued tonight. At the scene, U.S. Air Force Captain Jessica Tate has high hopes that the boys, aged 11 to 16, will be out soon.
When I see the fact that this has been 9 days, that takes a will to live and such a mental resiliency, and it's so beautiful to see.
A federal judge says the Trump administration is wrongly detaining people seeking asylum in the U.S. The judge says Homeland Security has been violating its own policies. Well, nearly 60 million people, mostly in the Midwest and East Coast, will remain under heat advisories or warnings through the 4th of July.
Here are the numbers. Highs in the 90s. You factor in the humidity because that's what's been a killer really the last few days, right? And it makes it feel like about 100 to 110.
Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera. Wall Street traders will work half a day today. Markets will be closed for tomorrow's holiday. Right now, futures are higher. I'm Evan Haney.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Economic data today includes factory orders for May and motor vehicle sales from automakers like General Motors and Ford throughout the day. Wall Street traders head off to their 4th of July holiday early after an abbreviated day of trading today. The Trump administration has decided not to take legal action against online realty giant Zillow under federal anti-kickback and deceptive practices rules. Early last year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau informed Zillow it was looking into its co-marketing plan, where premium realtors get some of their advertising on Zillow sites paid for by mortgage lenders. One of those Nike shoes that Michael J. Fox wore in Back to the Future 2 sold for $92,000 at an auction on eBay to raise money for Fox's Foundation for Parkinson's Research, but it was only the left shoe, originally part of a Nike employee's personal collection. The Dow gained 35 at yesterday's close, futures trending upward. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Paid for by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Well, the state senate election's coming soon.
And the two choices couldn't be more different.
I agree. I can't vote for Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott supported Build Baldwin Now. You know that property tax increase the county commission tried to pass a couple of years ago.
The one the voters rejected?
That's the one. And Chris Elliott received over $250,000 from Montgomery Special Interests, the same special interest that want to restrict gun rights. and support Common Core, now they want to raise our gas taxes by 12 cents a gallon.
Baldwin County is taxed enough. I could never vote for Chris Elliott. That's why I'm supporting David Northcutt.
Me too. David Northcutt has pledged to not raise our taxes.
David Northcutt will shake up Montgomery and fight for us. That's what he's already done.
Anyone that Montgomery wants to stop is the best choice for us. We all need to vote David Northcutt.
Tell your friends. Vote David Northcutt for State Senate on July 17th.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and it's time to talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Galton. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. Happy day before July 4th.
Day before, yes.
So let's hear it. Let's go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. How hot and how rainy will it be today and the rest of the week?
Well, right now, we've got quite a few showers and thunderstorms. They're kind of streaming in from the Gulf of Mexico. There's a low-pressure system that went right over us yesterday. It's now in Louisiana. Yesterday, the storms were coming in from the north. Today, they'll come in from the south, off the Gulf. And so right now, we have some showers around Mobile Bay, around Mobile County, Baldwin County, and they are moving inland. So look for that off and on today, with temperatures staying in the 80s, most likely about 88 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, the thunderstorm activity tapers off. A few around during the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we get a little bit of a break. More of a normal pattern with a few afternoon thunderstorms, high around 90. But a few of those showers could carry into the early evening hours, but looks like they will be gradually dissipating through the early evening. So hopefully we'll get the fireworks off with some success. High tomorrow, about 90 degrees. Now, on Thursday, another disturbance moves in to our area, coming in from northern Florida. Across the panhandle, and that means back to showers and thunderstorms again for Thursday, upper 80s, and same for Friday. And over the weekend, a weather front comes down into central Alabama and stalls, and that's going to give us another round of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that works out pretty perfectly to have that window tomorrow on Independence Day, and with it getting dark so late, all the fireworks shows, at least the scheduled fireworks shows, begin starting at 8:45, most of them at 9 o'clock, so it should be clear enough to get some fireworks off tomorrow night.
Yeah, hopefully most of those showers will dissipate by the time the fireworks start.
And are we all clear in the tropics? No big storms on the horizon to worry about?
No, nothing in the Gulf of Mexico except for that disturbance now over Louisiana, but it's over land, and we have some thunderstorm activity over the eastern Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Bill, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5, except in the morning show where you can only hear the forecast five times an hour, because we want to make sure you know what to expect as you head out into the world. 7:38 now on FM Talk 106.5. Let's check traffic now with Kane.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We do have an accident now at Spring Hill Avenue in the East I-65 Service Road North without injuries. At half mile in Irvington Bayou to Battery Highway, they've got another accident. State troopers are there also at Three Notch in Winkler. It's going to be a car off the road. Still got wet roadways, so be careful to traveling downtown and across the Bayway. Heart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. Come see their new 6,500 square foot showroom and service department, including new carts from Yamaha. Call Cart Doctor 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves. Politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, "I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama." Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
741, this is FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for starting your day with us right here on Mobile Mornings. 78 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. If I had to guess, we're probably going to hit 80 very soon.
I love just to it. Guess. That's good. The 80s were a good time.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. I only know from CNN, I guess.
And
VH1 taking looks back at the 80s and from word of mouth from family. But
you know what? And no one can call you young grasshopper because you are such an old soul. You take care of business like you've been on the planet for like 90 years.
Oh, shucks, Kelly. you're making me blush now. I want to remind everybody about this contest. You might have heard of it. We're running a contest right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's called the Summer Better Than Others Contest. We're about halfway through it right now, but you can still register and you can still win the big prize. How big is that prize? Well, $5,500 worth of prizes. Big. You've got your... So this is what the grand prize winner will win, okay? Reactor Valkyrie Stainless Steel Men's Watch. That's from Carrot Patch Jewelers. You can get a set of Adirondack chairs and a table from Old Time Feed. Those look awesome. You could check those out on our website and Facebook if you want to get a look. Catered Chicken Fingers from Gold Fingers. If you haven't had those, well, you want to stop by today because that's where you need to register today. Gold Fingers in Saraland and Gold Fingers Dolphin Street. Today, the last day you can register there to become a qualifying winner. If you win the grand prize, you'll also get an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and his folks at Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from Cart Doctor, and also a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Like I said, that's valued at $5,500, that grand prize. Each week, we have a different location you register. We get one winner. We draw that one winner in the middle of the week, every week, and that person becomes the qualifying winner. They win a $50 prize from the location that they won, and then they're entered into that big grand prize drawing, a 1 in 5 chance of winning that. Today, your last day to register at Goldfingers, two locations, Saraland or on Dolphin Street. And then starting Thursday, you head over to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. That's where they have the Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe stowed, and you can register there through next Tuesday. That'll be your chance to win. Next place you're headed, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. 743 now on FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right, thank you, Dalton. New news here from our reporting partners, of course, WKRG. Jessica Taloney, she posted the following message. I didn't know this. There was an early morning jubilee today.
Oh.
Yeah. Flounder and mullet on the menu. If you're not familiar, I have yet to see a jubilee yet. This is a summer phenomenon, she writes, caused primarily by a lack of oxygen in bottom waters, forcing bottom-type fish and crustaceans ashore, brought jubilee enthusiasts to the Fairhope Yacht Club this morning. And how it often happens several times each summer. You never know when, but you better run when it happens, right? It's believed that jubilees of this magnitude only happen in two places in the world. Here in Mobile, of course, Mobile Bay, and Tokyo Bay in Japan. So that happened this morning. Good stuff. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate knowing what's happening in our community. Speaking of which, it's a new day and a new leader at the helm for the Mobile County Public School System on Monday. Kressel Threadgill was sworn in as the 18th superintendent of the Mobile County Public School System. He has more than 20 years of experience in education, and he was the chief of staff under the last superintendent, Martha Peake. You may recall, Peake made history as the first female superintendent. Well, Threadgill is now making his own history as the first African-American to lead the state of Alabama's oldest and largest public school system. Threadgill is a Mobile native. He graduated from LaFleur. So you talked about Boogie earlier in the show. Another LaFleur graduate. Rattlers are screaming loud and screaming proud. And he's also former superintendent of the Elba City Schools. He began his educational journey in the classroom as a teacher, and he comes from a long line of educators within the school system, including W.A. Threadgill, his grandfather, who was principal at Robbins Elementary School, and his grandmother, Marguerite Threadgill. She was a teacher at Blount. Finance, personnel, and building relationships are his top priorities just ahead of this new school year. Threadgill and his wife, LaTanya, they have three children who also attend school within the Mobile County Public School System. We'll talk about supply and demand. The Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, they are expanding their pilot program for permitted managed shark fishing at the Gulf State Park Saltwater Fishing Pier for the month of July. So the next shark fishing events will take place on the south end of the pier. That's called the Octagon. Okay, Dalton, I didn't know if you knew, but I didn't. So I'm letting everybody know.
I did not know.
So it's called the Octagon from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next morning for the following Sundays and Tuesdays, July 8th, 10th, 15th, 17th, 22nd, 24th, 29th, and 31st. So they allow 15 anglers plus their designated assistants. So 30 people will be allowed to use that Octagon. The Octagon will close to routine use 30 minutes prior to these events and reopen 30 minutes after these events. If you'd like more information, you can log into alapark.com/shark-fishing. Applicants will need to provide contact information for notification of selection, and you will be notified 1 week or more in advance of the date for which you have been selected. A lot of news going on in our community. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 7:46 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming back with sports. Find out where Mobile native and LaFleur alum, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins, where he's going to be heading to play. He played in New Orleans the last year and a half. Everybody was glad to have him near home. Unfortunately, he's heading back out west. I'll tell you where, coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile native and former Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor is no longer being considered for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's according to CBS News. Pryor was mentioned as a possible replacement for the retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. President Donald Trump is meeting with candidates this week and is expected to make his choice on Monday. Mobile police arrested a woman they say tried to use a fake $100 bill to pay for her meal at McDonald's. The manager of the restaurant on Springdale Boulevard held 50-year-old Lisa Perry until police arrived. Perry's facing three charges for the incident, including two drug charges. Fort Walton Beach has a new police chief. The city named Bill Royal as acting chief after Chief Ed Ryan resigned over the weekend. Ryan resigned amidst officer complaints ranging from discrimination to mishandling arrests. Alabama has announced its statewide sales tax holiday. You can buy school supplies tax-free from July 20th through the 22nd. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off at the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Craneworks Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working accidents at Spring Hill Avenue in the East I-65 Service Road North, half mile in Irvington Bayou LaBattery Highway, and 3 Notch in Winkler. That's where the car went off the road. Delays continue from Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and 65, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Highway 90. Watch your speed. Plenty of radar already out this morning. It's Market in the Park back this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants and flowers, soaps, lotions, eggs, and more. Get details. Details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:50 now on FM Talk 106.5. And really quickly from Kelly, we have another traffic update that just came across the wire.
All right, thanks, Dalton. This was courtesy of at Mobile AL Traffic. They tweeted out 4 minutes ago, multiple vehicle accident with an overturned cement truck. This is on County Road 64 between Rigsby Road and County Road 54. The road is blocked. The cement truck is leaking fuel. So be mindful of that. If this area sounds familiar to you or you're close to that area, please find an alternate route. That is a dangerous situation anytime fuel is leaking. But again, just to repeat, 4 minutes ago, the tweet went out courtesy of at Mobile AL Traffic, multiple vehicle accident with an overturned cement truck on County Road 64 between Rigsby Road and County Road 54. That road is blocked. Cement truck is leaking fuel. We'll continue to stay on top of this story and bring you any new updates as they pertain to your traffic.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. Everybody be safe out there. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The second day of NBA free agency continued with more big names moving on Monday. The New Orleans Pelicans lost Mobile native DeMarcus Cousins to free agency. And the teams that are rich keep getting richer with talent. Cousins signed a one-year, $5.3 million deal with the Golden State Warriors. Last season with the Pelicans, Cousins suffered a torn Achilles in January and underwent season-ending surgery. The defending champions are hoping that the four-time All-Star will be fully recovered in time to help them win another championship. After signing LeBron James on Sunday, the Los Angeles Lakers signed former Boston Celtic and New Orleans Pelican Rajon Rondo. Rondo's joining the franchise on a one-year, $9 million deal. ESPN reports that the Lakers outbid New Orleans in order to sign Rondo. The Lakers also renounced the contract of Julius Randle. Randle immediately became a free agent, and then he signed a two-year, $18 million deal with New Orleans. In the World Cup, Brazil advanced past Mexico with a 2-0 win. Brazilian superstar Neymar scored one goal and assisted on the other to lead his squad into the quarterfinals. Then the second game of the day between Belgium and Japan was a classic. The game went scoreless in the first half, but Japan scored two quick goals to begin the second. Belgium answered nearly 20 minutes later and tied the game with two goals in 5 minutes. After passing the 90-minute mark, it appeared that the game was heading towards overtime. Then in the fourth minute of stoppage time, Belgium led a counterattack that would result in Nasser Chadli scoring the winning goal.
There's just time for De Bruyne to lead this attack. Japan desperate to cover the spaces. They can't do so for the moment. Lukaku, and here's a winner! Chadli strokes Belgium into a quarterfinal against Brazil.
Belgium's the first team to come back from two goals down and win in regulation time since 1966 when Portugal beat North Korea. The final two games of the round of 16 will be played today, beginning at 9 o'clock this morning when Sweden plays Switzerland, and then later today at 1, England faces Colombia. After rain in Biloxi forced the Mobile Bay Bears and Biloxi Shuckers to postpone Sunday's game in the second inning, more bad weather yesterday postponed Monday's games. Bay Bears and Shuckers will attempt to make up those games beginning at 6:35 today. They're going to make up that Sunday suspended game with the score tied 2-2. After that, they'll play today's originally scheduled game for 7 innings beginning about 30 minutes after that first game. And they'll try to make up that game that was postponed yesterday when the Bay Bears returned to Biloxi in mid-August. 7:54 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.